Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Black Friday has officially started at Blinds.com, and the savings are huge. Right now, you can save up to 50% site-wide and score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure. Don't wait. These deals are happening right now. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results, and Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. With Blinds.com, there are no long lines or confusing quotes. You shop online without sacrificing quality, style, or service. One of our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. Plus, you get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Blinds.com's Black Friday sales event is happening now with our best deals of the season. Save up to 50% site-wide and score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. When Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios, where relationships matter. Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
Hey, welcome in, everyone. I'm thrilled what's going to happen on Monday. Our only female member of the Mount Rushmore of the people that delivered Pennsylvania to the Trump campaign will be with us there with the knack and bringing one of the people that helped her. We've talked a lot about this is a look back, but it's also a look forward in that Linda Kearns is still knee deep in the Bob Casey loss recount, which has made almost more news than the stuff that went on in counting the presidential election. Let's go to Linda on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Linda, we're honored to have you on Monday. Thanks for joining us.
Good afternoon, Tom. I'm glad you have time for all this party planning while we are still protecting the vote and supervising the recount. So you guys are, you know, you're off having fun. I just got back from the Philadelphia warehouse where I was observing the recount since early this morning.
Oh, my goodness. Such fun. Come on, Linda. Come on. Live a little while. You get the first. The Young Republicans gave me a $100 bottle of wine, and I've been looking for an excuse to break it out. So we will on Monday. How goes the recount at this point?
So it officially started yesterday all over the Commonwealth, but some counties had started a little bit sooner. Philadelphia is going along very smoothly, and they think they're going to be done most of the counting of the actual ballots, and then they just have to move on to like the provisional ballots and the military overseas ballots. So they think that they're going to be done tomorrow night or maybe at the latest Saturday. So that's good news.
Do you see any possibility with Schumer and others giving the nudge to Casey, he might concede, or is he too far into this? How could he say he's trying to have them exercise their franchise if he concedes now?
Right. Well, Dom, even if he did concede now, this ship already left the port. I mean, this recount is going on. So, and the time to concede would have been last Wednesday, according to the statute. So it's going to proceed. And he cost us a lot of money here in the Commonwealth. And I think that that's a shame.
Yeah, absolutely. That's something we should look forward with. Linda, what's in your circles now, which are the upper echelon of this? We've had Whatley and others on. This Diane Merseglia really struck a chord here I mean, putting on my non-graduate versus someone accomplished like you, it seems to me an attorney general or somebody certainly could look at this to send a message about election interference when you knowingly say, I know I can't count these, but I'm going to do it because I want the court to pick this up or something.
Right. Well, the difference between her and some of these other counties is she actually made that speech on the record.
Yes.
Remember, the Philadelphia Board of Elections, the commissioners, they voted to count undated and misdated ballots. And I appealed that. And that was scheduled for court on Tuesday. And then once the Supreme Court order came down, I got on the record in front of the judge that the board had now planned to have another vote that day. And they did on Tuesday night, and they voted not to count them. So that happens in places other than Bucks County. It's just that she was just a little bit too chatty on the record and just really became a lightning rod for all this. But I'm glad that people are sitting up and paying attention that this is what these boards of elections are doing.
Yeah, absolutely. And they're blatant about it because there's no legal theory here that I can see. So I was going to ask you, just so that listeners had the full purview of this, what theory did they say in Philadelphia? Just because they haven't ruled on the full constitutionality of this, I guess, when they say we've said it twice already, this was the third time recently, because of the timelines, you are not to count these ballots that are deficient this time around. Why can they say there's something there that we're not getting as a legal theory?
I think they were counting on the fact that in the September 17th special election, they had a few voters who sued based on the dating, non-dating of their ballots yet again. And that case had gone up to the Supreme Court. But the Supreme Court of Pennsylvania had stayed it with a very particular and specific order that said that these ballots are not to count in this election. But I think the Democrats were hanging their hope on the fact that because the Supreme Court had stayed the issue, that they could get them counted in this election. And that just wasn't the case. And when the order came out this week, the Supreme Court was very clear. Like, we keep saying this and we're going to say it again. These ballots are not going to count in this election. The Democrats argue that the dating isn't necessary. And the reason that they say that is because they say that, well, we know when we sent the ballot out and we know it comes back by election day. So who cares when they date it? Well, my answer to that, and I think people who stick to the rule of law and also people who believe in election integrity, is that, number one, the law says to date it. It says shall fill out the sign. And when the law says shall, you have to do it. Additionally, when you take voting out of the voting booth and put it at the kitchen table or wherever these ballots are getting filled out, there is a value to procedure to it, to someone writing there, to filling out their signature and dating it so that, you know, what if next election I get an email saying your ballot was already filled out, Linda, or your ballot was returned, and I say, hey, wait a minute, no, it wasn't. And I go down to the Board of Elections and they show it to me and I say, well, I certainly didn't sign that because I wasn't even in town that day to get my mail. So there are reasons for the date on it. And, you know, Don, like when I get my water bill from the Philadelphia Water Company, if I sent them a check and I didn't date it, and I just took the position, well, they know when I got the bill, so that check must be okay. That's just not how the world works, and we need these procedures in place to make sure that you're thoughtful when you sign and date these ballots. That you sit down and you sign it, and then underneath it, that you put the date on it. This is the date that I signed my ballot.
No, it's common sense on this, but I wanted to say before we get to Monday, give us a rough estimate. Say since the summer, how many hours did you work on this? Because Dan and I would say, well, I bet she's at the desk when all these stories broke, and you were a little bit slow a couple times. It took you like 11 seconds instead of 5, but to be on the air. And the number of appearances, we track it at approaching 50, but it might have been more.
Yeah, I heard your appearance on Kaling Company, and you said something like, yeah, sometimes she was on all three of our shows.
Yeah, exactly.
But Don, that was part of of my job. You cannot just ask people to go vote. Like, we had a great candidate. We had a great message.
Right.
And we had a great get out the vote operation. Trump Force 47, that was just amazing how we were able to get to the low propensity and the mid propensity voters. But we also had to convince our voters, especially here in Pennsylvania,
yes,
that your vote was safe,
exactly,
that your vote was protected. And that was my job, and I had to get the message out. And that's why I used your radio station to do it, as one of many outlets that I use. But I did rely very heavily on your station.
Well, that's exactly what we wanted. You got it early on. It's not just logic. It's that you were jumping on the thing instantly to reassure people. My hope is we don't have to go through that again. They get it. This is the only way to win and to have great election integrity. Now, Joe DeFelice is coming with you, I assume. He quarterbacked Philadelphia successfully here, and we didn't see for Philadelphia any major shenanigans that I know of, and that's a testament to how thorough and how many people we had out there, how many poll watchers you trained.
We did, and when I was brought on early this year, that was one of my first jobs to get Joe brought on too, because Joe and I are really a team. We really complement each other, and we've been doing this together for a long time. I call him my election law soulmate. And as far as how many hours we worked, I all I know is that every day I was getting up at what I call Dawn Stensland hours, you know, very
right,
early in the morning. And then I was going to bed very late at night, and I didn't know if it was a Saturday, a Sunday, or a Wednesday. I mean, this is all I did was this election for a very long time, but I was happy to do it. I believe every election is important. I don't like when people say this is the most historic or important election, because I think every election is important, but I did want to do everything that I could to put our team over the top, and I knew that we needed to protect the vote to do it. So I'm very proud of my work, but more importantly, just proud of this amazing team that Chairman Whatley and Co-Chair Laura Trump assembled.
Exactly. Well, we will see you. I think you guys will get there around 1-ish or so on Monday. We expect a lot of people. There will be food, beverages. I will have that $100 bottle of wine that we'll tap into. And people will have a chance now to look forward, because you're right in the middle of the recount now. But you're one of the people going forward that are the hope of making it concrete now, what we've achieved during this. Do you think we've achieved, and I'm going to be talking about this as much as I can, that people are buying into, you got to vote by mail until we get rid of Act 77?
I think that people need to get out to vote however they're most comfortable in
right,
voting. And we were able to convince people, look, if you're comfortable with the mail, please do it. If you think there's any chance you're not going to be around on Election Day, please vote by mail. But people have to get out the vote. And frankly, you know, we have municipal elections next year. And if we get the same turnout that we did in this election from Republicans, we're going to win. You know, I don't want these voters
Krasner
to go away.
We have the DA's race.
Right.
Yep, exactly right.
I don't want these voters to go away. If you manage to do it in the fall, I know that it's not going to have the same intensity. You know, there's not going to be as much, you know, money and resources in that race, unfortunately. But you now know how to do it. So get out the vote. I'm going to be on your station again. Or maybe I'll be just, weren't we talking about me just being in charge of your show?
Well,
I thought we'll
give you a little tryout on Monday, Linda. But thank you. Can hardly wait to celebrate with you on Monday.
All right. I can't wait to see you guys.
Thank you. Linda Kearns here. And On Deck Circle, another part. Yesterday, he stunned the world. Was it yesterday? Day before? Yesterday. Scott Presler is with us next to tell us what went into that big speech and what he does next. He'll be with us on Monday, too. Talk Radio 1210.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Dana Carvey and David Spade here.
You might know our podcast, Fly on the Wall, featuring guests from across the entertainment industry.
We decided to do a spinoff called Superfly, and it's fun. It's just two of us riffing on current events, pop culture, catching up, impressions.
Joe, Trump's trying to be a dictator.
Yeah, it's a bump on the tater tots.
Joe, no.
Listen to and follow Superfly on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast.
All right, Dom G or Dano show, trying to make contact with Scott Presler, but he might be out there in Pikesville or whatever, having a little phone issue. Hopefully before the end of the show, we'll get him on. Philadelphia Inquirer calls him an influencer. And a derogatory term from their headline, Bucks County officials face a rowdy commissioner's meeting. Well, it's only rowdy because of their annex and what they've done. And I mentioned this earlier. A friend of mine is a cop, said he sees these meetings every week. They take a picture with people that want to do it at the end. You know, citizens that just come. But they don't come down from their little on-high perch to do it and stand there and take the picture. You see them just standing where those chairs are, and the peons are down below. But right now, it is time for...
Dobbs. Money Melody.
The money gone.
That's right. Today we're playing for a pair of tickets to see the Big Five Classic at the Wells Fargo Center in Philadelphia, Saturday, December 7th. Each of the city's Division I basketball teams battle for bragging rights in a one-day triple header where one school will be crowned champion. Tickets on sale only at Big Five Classic. .com. All right, Dan, what do you have?
Yeah, Dom, in the afterglow of the interview with Dr. Drew, Henry turned towards me and said, quote, "Do you know who this guy looks like? He looks like the lead singer of X." And okay. I did some Googling. Oh, man, is that a doppelganger if I've ever seen one. Yeah. Okay. Dr. Drew looks exactly like the guy who's about to be singing our cover song, Dom. A band that was very big in the 90s, early 2000s, has since fallen off.
Right.
At one point was very big, very centered around California, Santa Monica. But, Dom, here is a cover of The Police by a band. We want to know who the cover artist is today. Lead singer looks almost exactly like Dr. Drew Pinsky. Take a listen.
Not impressed. Not horrible, but it's
not good.
Yeah,
though
it's a big time. That's really, you really gotta all out
one.
On that. Yeah, exactly. All right, so tell us, we're looking for the singer, right?
We're looking for the name of the band, Dom, in which the lead singer looks exactly like Dr. Drew, hailing from Portland, Dom, starting in 1991, becoming very big with a very well-known album and a song dedicated to a family member. But Dom, we want to know the name of the band covering Police today.
All right, hit it at 855-839-1210. Do it right now. Do not delay. We'll get a winner here, and then hopefully we'll hook up with Scott Presler momentarily. AT&T and Verizon Wireless, all you have to do is just push pound 1210, and we'll be open with that. Hey, first, let me tell you about my friend, dentist, board-certified prosthodontist, and somebody who really is outstanding when it comes to long-term dental care. And that's Dr. Benz. He surrounds himself with a great staff. And from the very first day that I've gone to his dentist, his office, the technology. And I thought, wow, this stuff seems almost space age in the beginning. And he's continued with that because it allows him to see things that other dentists do not. This allows, I mean, it's startling some of the things he's told me in a long interview I've done with him that he's been able to detect and help people with. Technology and the skill to read that, even with the making of your teeth, the 3D printer, from the diagnosis all the way to the finished product, he's got you covered. And when you match that with someone that other dentists send more complex cases to, it is a home run. So if you want that type of care and you want to be part of just putting aside being worried about dental care And if you have anxiety, those types of things, over the years, we've talked about that, how skilled they are at helping you overcome that. One place to go, the Bents Dental Group. Now, you can make that initial appointment, get the initial evaluation by calling 610-272-6949 or visit BentsDentalGroup.com. Dr. Bents, say it with a smile, 610-272-6949.
It's Dom's Money Melody.
That's right. Every day around 2:13, a little unusual. We'll get to Scott Presler coming up and something breaking with Ukraine. But first, let's hear the clue today. Who's covering the song?
Every breath you take, every move you make, every bond you break, every step you
take. It's not Randy Newman, Dom.
It sounds a lot like it, yeah. Right. I'm glad you said that. Let's go to Alice in Maple Shade. Alice, who's covering the song?
Hi, Dom. Is it Everclear?
Wow. These guys are unbelievable.
They are.
Great job, Alice. I'll put you on hold, and you're off to the...
I was not expecting it to be that quick.
No, I thought it would be several times, but that allows... I think our guest might be ready.
He's ready to go?
Yeah. Let's go right away here. He might be giving another speech momentarily.
I will buy him a new car.
The Inquirer calls him an influencer. Oh, others are calling him Patrick Henry. Let's go to Scott Presler on Talk Radio 1210. Woo! Hey, Scott, welcome in. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Well, Scott, we've seen you speak before at a lot of these events with town councils, et cetera, but this, your prediction was correct. It's in the millions. I don't know if it reached 10 million or not of views of this. How do you feel about that?
Well, it was awesome to see people come together even after the election to continue to put pressure on our elected officials to do the right thing. And what I mean by that is the Pennsylvania Supreme Court already ruled that undated and misdated ballots cannot, shall not be counted. And you have some of these troubled Democrat counties like Montgomery, Philly, Bucks, that really are trying to disenfranchise voters and they're not willing to follow the law. And so that's why the Supreme Court had to reaffirm that those undated ballots cannot be counted. And I'm so proud of people in Bucks County. I mean, the hundreds that showed up on a weekday at 9 o'clock in the morning to show the Bucks County government that they work for us. And it was just, I heard from some people that said, Scott, you know, I've been coming to these meetings for a long time. I've never seen anything like it. So thank you to every single person that came out and spent your day yesterday.
Here is a little bit of the moment, Scott. Marseglia wasn't commenting on anything, but she couldn't take it when Presler issued the challenge. Here's the magic 20 seconds.
And I have a message. Peacefully, we are coming for your seat in 2027. If you don't resign today,
how about it?
I am coming for your seat peacefully. And Harvey, Commissioner Harvey, this goes for you too. You are complicit. Mark Elias and his cronies must be disbarred from practicing law in Pennsylvania. Any of his cronies for the misconduct that they did. I want you to know that I am going to spend all of my time in Bucks County for the next 3 years making sure that we take back this county. Thank you to every single patriot that showed up today.
And of course, on Monday, people will have a chance. And I mean, Jim Worthington, who you know, Scott, you've been there before, generously providing hundreds of sandwiches, beverages, and all. And I have a bottle of wine. I never had a $100 bottle of wine, but the Young Republicans gave it to me. We're going to toast right at the beginning when you're there. And people just have a chance to draw that inspiration.
I'm bringing the Pinot there, too, Scott.
Dan's got the Pinot. We remember that with you. I remember over in Kensington pulling up, and they had to move the barriers they used to stop, you know, in the Badlands. And you're there telling jokes, inspiring people. A woman wanted to know what time was a good time to go out on the main line to be doing all this. And I thought, is this bizarro world? This woman's from the mainline journeying here. It was because of you.
Well, it shows you the importance of laying the groundwork. When we did that event, I think it was in December
of
2023.
Yes.
And it shows you that we didn't show up in September before the November 2024 election. You know, a lot of people see the work that we're doing in Bucks County now, but this has really been a labor of love. I've been working on Bucks since 2019, as has many thousands of other patriots and committeemen and committeewomen. But I just want people to know that this takes work. It takes voter registration. It takes knocking on doors. It takes cultivating relationships. It takes training volunteers. And so if you are encouraged by what you saw in 2024, that we elected Donald Trump and that we gave him a Republican House and a Republican Senate, and you're inspired, I encourage you, join your local Republican Party and help us lay the groundwork for a successful 2025, 2026, and beyond. But ultimately, guys, we did do it. We accomplished everything we set out to do.
Absolutely. And I told you, the thing I admire the most about you, you're the ultimate incrementalist. That's exactly what wins, way out there, nudging along, setting a goal. You didn't say any county. You didn't say we're going to turn Philadelphia red. You said Bucks County. And each week, Scott, you know this, I've told you it's on air and off air, the number of people that would say, when's the countdown going to be today? They wanted the number to see how close you were, Luzerne, these others. Is there a target moving forward in Pennsylvania or in Jersey? Do you have a county that you're going to try to turn red that's relatively close?
You know, I don't know New Jersey
okay.
like the back of my hand like I do Pennsylvania. I will tell you that I've already had one meeting with the vice chairwoman of the Sussex County New Jersey Party, which is just on the border of Pike County. Mm-hmm. So we're already in 2024 beginning to forge relationships. But in terms of Pennsylvania, continue to look at the countdown for Center County. And we're going to also focus on Monroe, the Poconos, Northampton, Lehigh, Erie. You know, the incrementalism doesn't end. We continue to register voters, and I want to fortify Pennsylvania now that we have won it.
Absolutely. Well, we'll turn it over to you to inspire hearing people across the Delaware Valley and hundreds coming to meet you on Monday at the NAC, and Dan's got the wine. I have the hotel set up. We'll be ready to go, Scott. Thank you. And I know what's been the highlight, because you've been hard to reach, and that's rare. You're very, very good at getting back. It must have been overwhelming, though. What are some of the things that happened as a result of your speech?
Well, you know, I'm so sorry. My phone is having difficulties. I do blame Josh Shapiro and the Democrats. No, I'm just kidding. But the highlight for me is seeing people feel empowered. You know, I do believe that these meetings are equalizers to a certain extent. It is really our peaceful way of addressing our grievances to our elected officials. Where else in the world mm-hmm. can you have a forum that you can address your government and let them know that you disapprove of what they're doing? And furthermore, for me, it's seeing people feel that they can be empowered, moms, dads, business owners, you know, people that feel forgotten and left behind. What I saw yesterday during that event is the people who realize, no, we have the power and we can hone in on it and use it to provide for more victories from now on. And so really it was a way for us to release all of the frustration from the last 4 years in a very positive and therapeutic manner.
Exactly. Scott, you go to more of these. I go to some. I don't know if it's a state law. I'd like to stay local. But it shows this petty tyranny of a 10:30 a.m. weekly meeting. How yeah. in the world can the average person with kids, family, et cetera, I mean, they showed up for this one. It was extraordinary. They can't get there at 10:30. How in the world is that allowed? Do most of these commissioners' meetings across the state, to your knowledge, are they at night? They ought to be at night.
No, these are all done, the majority of them, during the workday, when working moms and dads
right.
and business owners aren't able to attend. And one reform that I would like to see in this, especially with our elections, is some of our boards of elections are held within courthouses. If any commissioners are listening to the Don Giordano show right now, I'm asking you to move your boards of elections out of courthouses, because if they close at 4 and business still needs to be done, then voters are going to be disenfranchised. We need to have a place that can stay open to meet the needs of the voters. And it's simple reforms like that that I think could go a long way, especially in rural Pennsylvania. Everybody thinks about Philly, Montgomery, Allegheny. No, Pike matters, Wayne matters, Monroe matters, all these other rural places. We need to do a better job of serving those constituents.
And the Amish matter, as we know. I don't know if we'll have raw milk over there at the gym, but somebody who zoned in on that, when I heard that, that's exactly the type of thing I would do. But you also have the skill to court these voters, to meet them where they are, and the Amish are a great example of that.
Thank you. Well, it's been such a pleasure, and thank you for the opportunity this last year to come on your show over and over. And I really do think that the Don Giordano posse made a difference across the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, and I hope that we can do it again, marching forwards into the future.
We will do that. Scott, thank you so much. Scott. And give us where people go. Always we want to do that, to volunteer to catch up with you before Monday when we see you at the NAC. Where do they go?
Thank you. Well, if you have not seen this video, you may go to my social media on X or other platforms at Scott Pressler, ScottPressler1SLER, to watch this Bucks County video. And you may also go to our website, which is earlyvoteaction.com. That's earlyvoteaction.com.
Thank you, Scott. Enjoy the weekend. We'll see you on Monday.
Thank you, gentlemen.
All right. Scott Pressler here on Talk Radio 1210. If you don't come out to this, you know, I know it's in the middle of the day, but lunch hour at least. Come on out. We have food. We have beverages. Jim Worthington, Linda Kearns. Some others, too, showing up, and Scott Pressler, Dan there. Rodan might make a startling appearance for this. There's talk of it. She's figuring out her day on Monday to be there. So
I also just got word. I think Jeff Bartos might be stopping by at some point as well.
Very good. Guy Shiraki, is he in? We don't know yet. Okay, we'll find out.
I think Guy did give me a commitment as well. Yeah. So
there'll be a lot of moving parts, a lot of people. Why Bucks County? And he's right. Stop it already with the 10:30. Well, you know, it's because we're in a courthouse. Well, then don't do it in the courthouse. Do it where the people are. In Bucks County, if they would move out of that 10:30 slot and do it at night, I think for months they'll get hundreds. They don't want hundreds of people there. They don't want to have to deal with you. And it's going to be very interesting to see moving forward the politics in Bucks County. Did people see the petty tyranny of what went on here? It wasn't just the comments. It was also the long lines telling people, go home, we're closing up. Remember all that? When all people wanted to do was vote and make sure their vote was counted by mail. Well, we don't have to accommodate that. All right. And Trump did win Bucks County, Diane. We know that. All right, 855-839-1210, you get a line. AT&T will also get a line. Just push pound 1210. Side question today, this is coming off Reddit and Dan. Something that is still considered to be masculine, almost incontrovertibly. Let's go to Joe of Exton. Joe, good afternoon.
Yes, hello, Dom, and good afternoon. In this technologically oriented world of ours, my idea of masculinity is that of being in possession of an intellect as creative, innovative, and resourceful as that of Elon Musk.
Yeah, Joe, Elon Musk has a lot of admirers, but when you say that, given your brand, it certainly does have impact.
He is the in-house guru, Doc.
Yeah, that's right, the in-house guru and intellect. Exactly. Other than Elon Musk, Joe, who would you say is the greatest mind when you look out there across everything?
Well, Einstein and Dr. Salk.
Oh, wait a minute, Joe. I have a show to finish here. Don't mention Dr. Salk's name to me. It gets me all worked up. That guy is top 10 all time, does not get the credit for what he did.
You know, I think Joe's being humble, though. He says Einstein, but didn't mention himself. I think
well, that's true.
Himself
he now, is so. Our in-house guru. Now, Dr. Salk, polio, the scourge of polio. And what happened? Oh, we take it. Oh, it's a big deal. Yeah, well.
Enfield.
Yeah, exactly.
I love that response.
Yeah. Joe didn't say much here at the end.
He didn't have much to say there.
Sometimes he just, you know, he said what he wants to say, and I don't know if I'm intruding or not. You know, he's got the whole rhythm going on. All right, 855-839-1210.
I feel like we're on Joe's time rather than him
you,
being on our time.
Get you know? In. Now, I've been teasing this, and I didn't want to neglect, and maybe tomorrow we'll hear from them. But, Dan, we had a great listener that told us, and we thought he was kidding on Twitter, that he was headed to get fresh salsa, and he was in Pennsauken, and he said they had blaring the Dom Giordano show in the market there.
She loves salsa. Yeah, salsa
hey,
there.
Thank you. Yeah, Dr. Oz will give us his salsa a formula at some point in the future. But we asked him, and he said it is the Meadowbrook Food Center. Originally, the people that owned it were Italian there in Pennsauken, and the people that took it over now, I believe, are Latino. And I'm interested in that, Dan. You know where I'm going. This plays right into the whole Trump thing that happened with Latino voters, etc. So we'd love to hear from them. The Meadowbrook Food Center, if that's true. I mean, playing talk radio in a food center in a food market.
I feel like there's a little bit of cheat code going on here, though.
Is what?
There's a little bit of a cheat code because Meadowbrook, prior to these new owners,
yes.
were owned by a longtime family of South Philadelphia Italians.
Oh, I see. And they just continued.
So I wonder,
it.
Is it just grandfathered in from the South Philadelphia Italians that love Dom Giordano
no.
so much? That they
no.
Just...
Well, the one guy, Angelo Gambardello. I'm looking at a picture of him. My God.
Yeah.
You don't get much more Italian than this. So we want to know. Maybe we'll give them a call or they'll contact us. I'd love to go over there and meet them if they're actually doing that. That says a lot because some businesses put it on the down low simply because, you know, sometimes we say things that a little bit somebody might not like it.
Well, we'll try this. If you're listening to us and you're working at the Meadowbrook, step away
yes.
from the sandwich for a second.
Yeah.
Give us a ring. 855-839-1210. We want
yeah.
to hear from you.
And tell us what is Meadowbrook about? What's the signature dish? What is it about there in Pennsauken? I know Pennsauken a little bit, and I'd like to stop over and see them.
Get some produce? Get your blueberries?
Yeah, yes. Oh, the blueberries.
You counting those blueberries,
though? Great blueberries. I would drive to Hamilton for that, you know.
Kelly you don't need to. You can go to Pennsauken.
But I would do it, certainly. Pick up a big supply. I take a month's supply. They stay pretty good. 855-839-12. I blame Biden for the shorting of them, Dan. Where's Bob Casey? The blueberries are down in the box I get every week.
That's ridiculous.
All right.
Are they at least bigger?
Yeah, it used to be bigger.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Shrinkflation.
Shrinkflation.
Down.
Bob Casey was right. What's happening with the recount? We'll see. But Monday, spectacular. You got to be there. The Knack, Pheasant Road, Newtown Athletic Club. Will Dan do a push-up? Will I outrun a bear?
Maybe I'll do one.
One push-up. Okay. Then I'll run, you know, make sure the bear is kind of groggy and out of shape bear, you know, that just has not. No kidding with the bear. People get crazy over that. All right, 855-839-1210. And you did see Dr. Corey wrestling a bear, right?
Yeah, there's a picture of it. If you actually just Wikipedia James Corey's name,
right.
You can look at there's a couple pictures of him, but the final picture is an actual picture of the guy fighting a bear. And it's like it looks like it's in motion, you know, the bear?
Right.
It looks like his paw is swinging at the guy's face. It's like...
Well,
very concerning.
The first week, it was maybe the first or second week that I was starting at WWDB, they had a bird of prey event at the zoo, I think, and you had like a bird of prey on your shoulder. And I'm thinking, what the heck?
Do you have any sound from that bird of prey?
Ah! Ah! And Irv Homer sees this guy with something in his hair was cut in a certain way that Irv didn't like, and I saw him reaching toward his ankle. Obviously, for one of his firearms.
Ooh.
And I'm thinking, man, talk radio. This is pretty exciting stuff, I tell Ro. Birds of prey, guys with firearms at an event like this. So, yeah, it's
do you remember the result of the bear fight? I mean, was James okay? Did he get to go to the hospital?
No, I think he won. The bear was the one that, you know, it's pretty tough on the bear.
Bear had to go to the bear hospital.
Well, he was as big as a bear almost. Well, I know they're 800 pounds or something like that, right?
Minnie suggests there should be a push-up competition between Dom and Dan.
Okay, it's on.
No.
You got that. All right, Minnie, that's a great suggestion.
Will you be my Mickey Henry in the corner, you know, every time we...
I'll throw do you do Mickey Henry? Way, you know? Do you do Mickey?
No, I don't.
No, all right. Well, Jim Kelly will provide Mickey on Monday. Got to be there on Monday. It's going to be a lot of fun. All right, lightning round is next. But first, get ready to tackle the NFL action with FanDuel in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, America's number one sportsbook, because right now, new customers, you get $150 in bonus bets if that first $5 bet wins. You can build a quick same-game parlay. All right, Henry, we'll take one of these if you have something tonight, the Thursday night matchup. Who do you like for an anytime touchdown? Anybody in mind?
Let's do Elijah Moore.
And who's playing tonight? I don't know who's playing tonight.
It is the Browns and the Steelers.
Oh, man. Not exactly a marquee game. Wow.
No.
All right. Tillman.
You can bet on over rushing yards, over passing yards. It's all there. Millions of different parlays you can put together. Just visit FanDuel.com/Dom, D-O-M. FanDuel is an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 1210 WPHD. You have to be 21 plus, present in Pennsylvania. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets, which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem, 1-800-GAMBLER.
The time has come for the final test.
We usually call it the lightning round.
That is right. The lightning round is sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo. Right now, lease an all-wheel drive XC90 for as low as $687 per month using all applicable rebates. See the store for details. They always go the extra mile for their customers because relationships matter at Cherry Hill Volvo. All right, from Reddit, something that is still masculine, 2024. Let's go to Bob in Cherry Hill. So, Bob, you go to Meadowbrook, right? You say the hoagies are great.
Yes, hands down, easily the best hoagie around.
Do they have the Dom Giordano show on when you go there, though? We're going to have to test this out. Go at noon.
Well, they did change ownership recently, and the place has really been spruced up a lot, but they have the same employees there. And,
okay.
Yes, they
ah, damn, we're on to something. All right, we're going to have to get those hoagies.
My side question is the volunteer firefighter.
Yes, still primarily, the firemen carry and all that type of stuff, still primarily.
I worked with a girl at Boskoff's that was a volunteer firefighter, probably one of the biggest badasses I knew.
So, yeah, it's pretty tough. Yeah, well, but very few females, Dan, might, the ones that are, they're certified all. Yes.
Yeah.
Good one, Bob. Joe in Bordentown. Joe, what's yours?
Mine is, since the days of Sir Walter Raleigh, real men have always walked on the sidewalk with women on their right because people used to throw garbage and empty their chamber pots from the upper stories.
That's exactly right. And now today,
I always thought it was you never wanted your wife to be walking closest to the street in case a car were to come.
Well, the splashing. Yeah. Yes. That it's that too. Yes.
So which way?
You're to the left.
What happens if there's a, you know,
a chamber pot and a splash?
Exactly.
What do you do then, Joe?
Look at with a chamber pot in today's day and age.
Yeah. It's, you got to worry about the splashing. The idea, I got his idea. This is a good one. I said it could win possibly. Gary in Newtown. Gary, what's yours?
Dom, I'm going to change because my mind was stopping to ask for directions, but my wife called in the interim. She goes, "You knucklehead, Dom's going to throw you a bone on that one." She said, "Go with driving with 2 feet," meaning driving a stick shift car.
Oh, all right. I think the directions would have won. I got to say it.
Well, he was going to argue that it is masculine to stop and ask for directions.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That's what I was saying.
I was like, you're about to pick a fight with him on the air. Like.
Yeah, exactly. I see why you put it in there. Oh, yeah. I thought it was a winner. Pat in Lehigh Valley. What's yours, Pat?
Hey, mine is a deep sea diver.
Yeah, that's right.
I dated one.
All right. That's an
I'm serious. You know,
I hear that. Yeah. You don't see too many females
in that. I've
been
down to 150 feet, but he's been down thousands. And it was amazing, you know, I mean.
150
like
feet. Pat, does it, do I qualify? I was down in the diving bell in Atlantic City.
No.
Does that qualify? That goes.
No.
That went down at least 15 feet underwater. Come on now, give me something here. That was masculine.
That's a deep pool, if anything.
Yeah, right. You get into a diving bell. I want to see you guys do that.
Yeah, in shark cage.
I was only a kid. I mean, I.
Henry, you were in a shark cage?
Yeah, I went shark cage in a few years back.
Oh, man. Bill and Bucks. Bill, got to be quick. What's yours?
Okay, it's Old Spice.
That's
a good answer.
One. That's a good answer. Yeah. All right, Henry, what do you like out of this?
Yeah, I wish he had done like an impersonation of the Old Spice guy there. But
yeah.
I like Joe and Exton's answer of an intellect. I feel like you got to have bring something to the table in your mind.
Yeah,
I think it's very good. You
that's sexist.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think it's borderline sexist to say that women can't be intellects.
That's right. Exactly.
I did not say. I said men should be intellects.
Well,
yeah,
I said nothing about women. We're talking particularly masculine.
Yeah, exactly. Dan?
I don't have a much better answer than that, though. I mean, I like the beard. I thought Jerry's was great because she gave you a lot of trouble about not having a beard.
Yes, it was a good.
Earl had hunting. I thought was good. Joe got a lot of conversation with the walking with the sidewalk of the woman on the right. I think I'm going with the beard personally, though.
Let's go with the beard. Yeah, that intellect thing gets us in trouble here.
Are you going to grow a beard now?
No, I'm not doing that
James
for any
Harden?
Reason. Yeah. Okay. He is the all-time 3-point leader. Get
Number
rid
two.
Of the category.
Number
well,
two.
He'll be.
No,
a
he
pro
won't it. Pass Steph. No shot.
Oh, I didn't know that. I thought they said he'd already passed.
He passed Ray Allen.
Ray Allen. Yeah. Okay, good. My God, undeserving guy. Should come back for the Sixers. They're all undeserving.
Just jacks up.
All right, tomorrow we set the stage for a lot of good stuff. Be with us. Rich is next to take you home, though. 4 big hours here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.